And now in the midst, one third of the way through this first Eimer tonight. And, you know, we do mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah on the calendar, Sfiras Eimer. It's in the Siddur, we do mitzvahs. But we need to consider exactly what the nature of the mitzvah that we're doing is. And the implications, the varied implications of the understanding of the mitzvah that we have, what its nature is, in a number of different points in Halacha Lemaisa. Now, the first issue that we need to address is the issue, is this a mitzvah d'oraisa or is it a mitzvah d'rabbanan? And we'll see, there are many issues in the halachos of the Sfiras Eimer which stem from this point, which flow from this point. The Shulchan Aruch is apparently of the view that Sfiras Eimer is manas as d'rabbanan. That's pretty clear. We'll see later why, how, one of the ways how we know it, but it's quite clear that the Shulchan Aruch holds this midrabbanan. The Torah itself writes, "Usfartachem, usfartem lachem imochar asa Shabbos, miyom aviyachem etzomer atufo sheba Shabbos ustinimos tiyeno, amarochar asa Shabbos reis tisperu chamishim yom." So we have two notions. We have a notion, sheva Shabbos ustinimos, which is repeated in Parshas for A, shiva shavuos tisperlo, mihochel chormesh barkomo. And we have tisperu chamishim yom, we have yom. So we have two aspects of the mitzvah, the yoyim and the weeks. And the pasuk states, "Usfartachem lochem imochros haShabbos v'yom aviyachem esomer atirufa." How are we to understand that pasuk? Is the counting flow, in fact, from the carbon? In other words, once there's a carbon, we count the days from the carbon, which is the simplest reading of the pasuk. V'yom aviyachem esomer atirufa. That's what we're counting the days. So if hypothetically, even if the Beis HaMikdash stood perhaps, and we didn't bring the Korban Omer for some reason, maybe you also wouldn't count. Because the Torah says, the precondition for counting, that's the simplest reading of the Pasuk, is Miyom Aviyachem Esom Ratufa. That's when you count the days, that's when you count the weeks. We could learn the Pasuk perhaps differently. We could tell us, Miyom Aviyachem is merely marking the date. The date. It could have just as well written, starting on the second day of Pesach, on Tez Zayin Nisan. But he wrote, Miyom Aviyachem Esom Ratufa. That's a way of marking the date. But that doesn't mean, that's not a precondition for the bringing of this korban. Now, if you learn that way, you could come out like the Rambam, that Sfiras Eimer and others, that Sfiras Eimer, they're a minority of the Rishonim, but they exist. That Sfiras Eimer is manas as d'oraisa. The tie-in to the Mikdash is lav v'dafka. It's not, the Korban Eimer is not a precondition, it's a time frame. And that time frame still exists. If the Mikdash would be standing, we would be bringing it on this day. So we define the day, but not define the preconditions for the mitzvah. And as I mentioned, Shabbos, there's the Shita of the Rebbeinu Yerucham. He had a third Shita. And he has a very interesting Shita. And there are those that claim that this is the Shita. Depending, there are different texts in the Sefer HaChinuch, so it's hard to know. But those that claim, according to at least one version of the Sefer HaChinuch, he also holds like this, that the weeks are Bizman HaZem and the Rabbana, and the days are Midoraisa. Why? It says, "Usfartam lechem imochros haShabbos, miyom aviyachem esomer atrufa." And there it says, "Sheva Shabbos estimimos tiyer, adivochos haShabbos ashriyas." So that's in juxtaposition to the korban ha'im. So that's the raisa. When the korban ha'im is the raisa, when there's no korban ha'im, it's not the raisa. But tisperu chamishim yom is not in juxtaposition to miyom aviyachem es korban ha'im. And therefore, that's the raisa even bezman hazeh. So we have three shittas, at least three shittas for Shaylah in this subject. If this is dependent on the Korban Eimer or not. We'll see other implications, but that's not, you know, for now. Maybe Shabbos, Baz, and Hashem will explore some other, another implication, a very interesting implication of this Lindaiti. Now, what are the things that flow from this? Well, if it's a mitzvah deraisa, it's a mitzvah derabbanan. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach has a very interesting issue that he raises. You know, we're very bare-bones litvish in the sphere. So we say the brocha, we count the day, we make the harachman. What's the harachman, by the way? What does that reflect? We don't do that, I don't know any other mitzvah that we do that for. So why here? So the Malamor says at the end of Pesachim, there's Manazeh, it's the Rabbanah. And we're longing to have the opportunity that the Rabbanah should give us the opportunity to do it with the Raisa. That's why. So the whole thing is Zeichel Migdash, and therefore we ask the Rachman Yachsevon, and then we'll do the mitzvah, the real one. So we're many kehilas, most kehilas are not so bare bones. We're very, as I said, very, very litvish in how bare bones we are. You know, in Volozhin they would have been happy with us. Volozhin, this is one of the things they did in Volozhin, is they made everything other than learning bare bones. The absolute minimum. And everything was intended to be about learning, and they succeeded with what they set out to do. I mean, the whole existence of yeshivas in the world comes because of Volozhin. So they succeeded. What the Rabbi Portuchan Volozhin set out to do. So in most kehilas know, they have a whole wind-up. The Sheimichon and the Himuchon, and they count the sphere and tefillas afterwards, Api Kabbalah, Agantha story. You know, if you have a Rebbe, you got to have a long story. You just can't have a little, you know, thing for the Rebbe. So Shlomo Zalman wants to know, one of the things that they say is, in an imuchon mezuman, l'kayim mitzvah sasei. In an imuchon mezuman, l'kayim mitzvah sasei. It's all saying, and then it goes on, commercial kosub b'ter. There's an issue, the Rambam writes in one place, that if I say a deraisa, a derabbanan is deraisa, I'm over about Tosef. I'm adding to the Torah, that's allowed in the Torah. I may not add to the Torah. So at least in this, I don't know what Rav Shlomo Zalman, there's some question in different places, he took different stodim on this, but in this particular piece, he's assuming that there is an inyan of Baal Tosef. So how are we allowed to say, if Roy Rishonim hold, that it's with the Rabbanon, how are we say the Kayim Mitzvah to say, and then we know, and then we add, commercial kosher b'ter. So he has a very interesting idea. And he says that we find in Klolei Hashas that a mitzvah derabbanan could also be called a mitzvah saseh. Right? We have in the Bahag, in fact, counted right seven mitzvahs saseh and is seven mitzvahs derabbanan and is counted a mitzvah even somehow, whatever. But so he says a mitzvah, when we say mitzvah saseh, it does not necessarily mean it's deraisa. It could be it's a din derabbanan too. So I'm not taking a position that this is a deraisa dafka by saying that. And commercial kosher b'teira, he would interpret is that if it's the rabbanon, well, why am I doing this din the rabbanon? For what reason? Zeicha l'migdash of dach, which was in the Torah, that's why I'm doing it. So Mameil, I could say commercial kosher b'teira. In other words, this is a takeoff of that which was done in the Torah itself. So this is already, just before we got up to the mitzvah, just in the hakdamah to the mitzvah, we have an issue of it's deraisa, the rabbanon already. If we're allowed, if the text in the Siddur is correct. That is another very big issue that this is relevant to, and the Shulchan Aruch does touch upon it at one point, and we'll come to that. In Siman Samach, in the Shulchan Aruch, Siv Dalet, the Shulchan Aruch addresses one of the very global issues of the entire Shulchan Aruch, and that's Siv. And that's a sugya which is found both in the end of Masechta Rosh Hashanah and it's found in Arvei Pesachim too, and that's the question of mitzvah tzrichos kavanah. When we say mitzvah tzrichos kavanah, let's be very clear what we mean and what we don't mean. One is one type of kavanah we ought to have or we have to have by a mitzvah is I'm doing this because kasher tzivani haboyer. That's the reason that I'm doing this. But that's not yet mitzvah tzrichos kavanah. Mitzvah tzrichos kavanah is that I'm doing this to be this particular act to be Mekayim a mitzvah to say, not just there's a mitzvah that I have to do and I'm doing this, not just, well, you know, the good Lord wants me to do it. No, the good Lord, this is a particular mitzvah that the good Lord wants me to do. Now, So I have to. So there's a question in the machlokes in Shas, the mitzvah trichos kavana, mitzvah ain't trichos kavana. If kavana is a necessity, or kavana is not a necessity. There are different ways to learn this machlokes. Whether it means to say that mitzvahs ain't trichos kavana, I have to be yotze the mitzvah, I have to know that I'm doing this l'shem mitzvah. And mitzvahs ain't trichos kavana could say that this is mitzvahs maisius, this is not chayvus alavos, this is mitzvahs of actions. Actions speak, words don't speak, thoughts don't speak, actions speak. So a male, if it's a mitzvahs maisius, maybe the thoughts are not relevant. The Roshim wants me to do this act, he wants me to eat a piece of matzah, and I had a yom, I ate a piece of matzah, that's all. Kavonis, I want to be holy, I'll have kavonis too, but you know, that's for holiness, that's for kedusha. That's one way to look at it. There's another way to look at the machlokes, and that is that everyone agrees that kavona plays a role, except with the first man, the honest is mitzvah tzuchos kavona means I need an active kavona. I have to think about it. And the other man, the honest is in effect that stumble the shmo. If you're doing it, you know, listen, and we scratch the nova beneath the surface, you would tell her, why am I eating this matzah? Why am I saying kriyash manev? Because the Rebbe Hashem told me to do so. So I don't have to have it in the conscious mind. When I stop, that's what he's doing. Now the Chayodim, in fact, has a takeoff of this. Because principally, the Shulchan Aruch seems to pass Kemitzis Tzuchos Kavona. But we'll see, that may not be absolute. He seems to pass Kemitzis Tzuchos Kavona. The Chayodim says, if that's the case, so what are we going to do with all the mitzvahs that we did in our life, that we didn't have Henry Muchan and Bezum and the Kaim mitzvahs to say before we started? So he says the context is also a statement. You, in the morning, you come to Kriya Shema, you put on your talis and tefillin, you take your tefillin in the air, and you say, Shema Yisrael! What do you think he's yelling Shema Yisrael about? He's learning Chumash now, in the middle of Shachar, so he's doing a mitzvah. So the context tells me that it's a mitzvah. If there's a context to the act, so that already supplies the kavona. That's what the Chayodim writes.
The machlokes are on if a person happened to be eating a piece of matzah Seder night, not realizing that it was
Seder. Yes. Then what would happen? He just, you know, he was spaced out. He took a piece of matzah and he ate it. And he went the furthest, he didn't realize even it was the night of Pesach. Who knows? You know?
Mitzvah's
going to his Yotzi anyway. Mitzvah's yes. Ate a piece of matzah, willingly, Yotzi. So, there are different ways to look at this machlokes. It's not, it gets very complex because we have also a principle that most Rishonim hold from the Ra'ah. In fact, Bordon the Mesa does not hold from it, but most Rishonim hold from it. There's a principle that you can have negative kavana. Negative kavana means that I don't want to be Yotze with this particular act. Now, most Rishonim say that not wanting to be Yotze with this particular act, I specifically don't want to be Yotze with this, that I'm not Yotze Bar Korcho against my will. Most Rishonim hold that. So that would seem to suggest that Das does play a role. You know, to say that Das has no role, then how is negative Das working? But the Ra'ah, in fact, holds that negative Das doesn't help. It's irrelevant. So the Ra'ah, in fact, may be the one that learned the pshat that Das really has no role in the mitzvahs at all. Perhaps. And the rest of the Rishonim perhaps learned that Stomel is Shmo. And that's a Shaila, whatever. That's a Lomdisha Indian that needs to be explored. Now, it's relevant to us as well. It's relevant. Now, in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber is less than clear exactly what the din is. It brings 2 days. There seems to be some measure of Sufik to it. The Mogen Avraham quotes a Radvaz. David ibn Zimra, right? A Pesach Kadmon from Mitzrayim. And it's interesting. We have more published tshuvas from the Radvaz than Kimat from any other Achron. Kimat. And until very recent times. But if you go through Ruba to Ruba of Achronim, he has more published tshuvas than just about that. The Rajba probably had more than anybody. The Rajba was one of the most prolific writers and had an extremely profound impact on the halacha. But in Chubas Achroinim, the Radvaz, but no, they're saying in Chubas Rishonim, yeah, his Chubas, but in the Achroinim, the Radvaz, has almost more published tshuvas than just about it. You probably have to come to very contemporary times, to contemporary mechavim that put out 15, 20 volumes of tshuvas, to have people that wrote as many tshuvas as he wrote. But he, far more than came out from any other achman he ever printed from him. Al Kalponim, he says the following. He says that in effect it's a sfeika de dinam, it's a suffix in the din, and consequently, he paskin by a deraisa, you have to have mitzvah shrichas kavona by a mitzvah derabonon, even with mitzvahs ain't shrichas kavona. So according to that, there's a very profound difference in defining if the mitzvah shrichas kavona is deraisa derabon. You count it, and you didn't really have specifically in mind. Are you yotzei or not? You have to count together. Now, in general, the Achron do not paskin like the Rakvaz, the Gron, all this, and they do not make a chiluk between the Raisas and the Rabbanans. If it's Shichas Kavona, it's across the board. Now, there's another issue yet allied on this point. The Shulchan Aruch says that in the first, it comes at it during the first, up to the first week of Sphira, that the guy next to you asks you what tonight, you say tonight is five. That's all you need to do to be Yotzei Sphira. The boim or loim or whatever, it's icing on the cake. But if you say tonight is five, you're Yotzei Sphira. So you turn to the guy next to you, ask you, what's tonight? He says, tonight is five. So the Shulchan Aruch says, after that, you were Yotzei the mitzvah. You can't make a broch. You want to count again, but you're Yotzei already. So the Shaila is, Mechatesi did his Yotzei. Did he have in mind to be Yotzei? No, he didn't have in mind to be Yotzei the mitzvah. He had in mind. His friend asked him, what's tonight is Sphira? So he says, tonight is the fifth night. Yeah, Chavetz Chaim says, once we start counting weeks, it's no longer relevant. It's clear that this din doesn't apply. So the Shaila is a whole huge commotion. So what happens with mitzvah saying Tzrichos Kavon? Or mitzvah Tzrichos Kavon? Now if we took the root of the Radvaz that was mechalik between the Raisas and the Rabbanas, then we would have no steer on the Shulchan Aruch. We would say that midoraisa the Shulchan Aruch holds mitzvah tzrichos kavona, but the rabbanon's mitzvah ain't tzrichos kavona. And mamela, since the Shulchan Aruch l'shitosa, the Shulchan Aruch shita is the tzvira b'zmanas as the rabbanon. Consequently, so even mitzvah ain't tzrichos kavona yoytzi. That would work well with the Radvaz. The Mogen Avraham is not himself doesn't assume that, nor does the Gro. So they have each of them their own mahalach and how to go about this. The Mogen Avraham says that, we'll come back to this in a moment, that it's enough of a shaila, even though there's a hachra, that we won't make a brocha going against it. In other words, according to him, it would seem to be that if I did a mitzvah and I wasn't yotzei, let's say a mitzvah deraisa, and I wasn't yotzei because I didn't have kavanah, mitzvah shichos kavanah, the second time that I do it, I should not make a brocha, according to him. That's what seems to the Mogen Avraham would come out. They'll come back to this in a minute. The Gro says, no, the Shulchan Aruch here, this is according to the Shita of Mitzvah Ein Tzrichos Kavona. The Shulchan Aruch is not, you know, he says, I guess he brought 2 days, so he says, according to the day that I brought back in Siman Samach, that Mitzvah Ein Tzrichos Kavona, you have to be careful about this. So I guess, so it's advisable, since I brought 2 days, to be careful about it. Ein Ochanami, Bishur HaSadin, if we pass the Mitzvah Ein Tzrichos Kavona, it's not true. That's what the Gro writes. That it starts, let's be nichnas a little bit more than the Mogen Avraham. Let's say a person forgot if he counted last night. I don't know if I counted. I'm a blank. So I went to shul or upside down at home, and I don't know. Did I count? Didn't I count? I can't tell you yes, and I can't tell you no. I just don't know what happened. So the halacha is, you go on counting the rest of the nights with a bracha. To do in the Shulchan Aruch. So the standard reason that they give for this is because we have a Svek Sveika. What's the pshat? Maybe I counted yesterday. And Imtim Tzaloma just supposed that I didn't count. So now what? Well, listen. Maybe the nights are not Ma'akav. So I have 2 tzdodim, Lahokel, so I go on counting with a broch. That's the simple din that we have in the Shulchan Aruch. Now, this does not necessarily work out so simply, the Hainu. there's a klal in the Prima Godim that they quote in the Chayodim. It's Mefurish in the Chayodim. Be the klal dalet klal hey when he talks about Hilchos Brochos at the beginning of the Chayodim. Chayodim writes the following: we're so concerned about the union of brochol of atolol that even if there's a svek sveik in favor of making a brocha, we still don't. We still don't make a brocha. So now, if that's the case, how will the Chayodim understand this din in the Shulchan Aruch, which says that apparently misvek svek, you do make a brocha? So there are a number of mahalachim. The Chayodim has his own mahalach with Lishitose, his Agantza story, his Interaisa, his Interaisa, Agantza Maisa he has. If you look at the Chayodim, he does not explain this halach in the conventional way. I don't want to go into it tonight. But he has a whole base of the Agantza Pilpul in the Chayodim itself. You're making up a monofshach, this sheet, or that sheet, or whatever, to work everything out. I thought of another mahalach, and I found that apparently Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal also says this. We don't mean a svek svek, yeah. What we mean is something else. Ma'isa shehoya kachoya. A rov forgot to count sphere one night. Forgot to count. So now he's in the frying pan, right? Every night he's in shul and he's supposed to count, you know, make the bracha for the tzibur. So what's he going to do now? So the Beis HaLevi dreamed up an eitzah for this. It's a well-known ma'isa with the Beis HaLevi that he can have in mind to be mitzi, a person that has to make the bracha, to be yitzi with him. And Mameila, he'll be able to get away with making the bracha, even though he's not supposed to. So one of my chaverim asked Rav Moshe Zatzal about this. So Rav Moshe didn't like it. Rav Moshe said, it's mechzik shikra. Shtiklach. You know, he didn't like shtiklach. So Rav Moshe said, so what should he do? And then I found also, they say Rav Vojna Zatzal said the same thing. That he said, Rov shitis rishayinim, overwhelmingly we hold that the nights are not ma'akiv. So a person, v'mokom chilul Hashem, and b'zoyer ha-Torah, they should be saymuch on that shita. And make a bracha anyhow. That's what Rav Moshe paskened. So a meila, we're not coming with tzatz svek svek. We're coming, listen, overwhelmingly the din is this way. But the truth is, what I have yet to figure out is why the world got so nervous about the Bahag. It started to be choishish with the Bahag. But now, if we say even that with tzatz svek svek, we don't make a bracha, so maybe that's the way the Mogen Avraham means that, listen, if there's any tzad whatsoever not to make a brocha, we don't make a brocha. So there's a mitzvah saying tzrichas kavona. That's the reason we don't make a brocha. If there's some tzad in the world not to make a brocha, a brocha's fall by the wayside. That may be the pshat in what the Mogen Avraham is saying here. This, you know, in this din of the Shulchan Aruch, that if a person told his neighbor tonight is five, he's five, and tonight is the fifth, that he can't make a brocha henceforth. So this is very dependent. If you take the approach of the Vilna Gaon, so the Vilna Gaon says, if you hold that, if you already take the, so then the whole din doesn't apply because it's always tzrichos kavona. And if you take the Radvaz as pshat, then it makes an afkamina between the Raisa and the Rabbanon. If Sir Samu would be the Raisa like the Rambam and Ochanami, he would never say this. There wouldn't be yotzi without kavona. So this is one of many implications of this machlokes of the Raisa and the Rabbanon. Now, there's another issue altogether. The shayla is, what is the appropriate time to count the sefirah sayim? When do we count the sefirah sayim? Now, we think that it's poshut, and it's not poshut at all. You know, the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Gimel writes, the medaktikim wait until tzeisa kochal. He writes here on Sif Beis, the medaktikim wait until tzeisa kochal. So he held it was a mila to count after Tzeis HaKochav. If you look at the Rosh, at the very, very end of Masechet Pesachim, the Rosh is exactly the opposite. The Rosh says it's a mila to count during Bein HaShemoshes. Why? Because the Pesach writes, Sheva, Shabosus, Tmimais, Tiyeno. So Tmimais has apparently two implications. It means all the days and the maximum amount of every day. That, what do we count at night and not in the daytime? Because of Tmimais. So we should have the night and the day in the count. If do we fulfill tmimos by counting in the daytime? That's a shayla and rishayla. That's why we forget at night and we remember in the daytime, so we count in the daytime. And again, with this mamonav shach that we talked about, well, listen, maybe I'm yaitse in the daytime tmimos. And in case I'm not yaitse tmimos, well, who says the night's a ma'akiv anyhow? And therefore I go on making a bracha based on having counted in the daytime. But there are rishayla that say that tmimos must encompass the night as well. If it doesn't encompass the night, it's not tmimus, and you can't count. So the Rosh says, you want to have tmimus? I'll tell you how to have tmimus. Now it's 9 o'clock. When was Tzitzit Chochovim? Whatever it was a while ago, right? We passed Tzitzit Chochovim already. By all counts. So the Rosh says, you're lacking tmimus already. It's not a failure, a deficiency that should be ma'akev. You still have the night and the day, it's enough. But if you want to not just get by, you want to do it the right way, you should have the whole night. Have the whole night count ben ashmoshes. So amela, whenever, we don't know when the night starts. Sometimes, in some ways, in ben ashmoshes. So apparently, I would presume, according to him, the best time to count is the first minute of ben ashmoshes.
Maybe it's not night yet.
Listen, so it's fine. It's a Sofut Laila. Sofut Laila is enough and to count, because it's Sofut Laila. And I'll definitely have the whole night, so I certainly won't miss any part of the sphere.
It's better to count Sofut Laila because it's Sofut Rabbanon?
And he must hold it's the Rabbanon, or you couldn't count at that point. You couldn't be Yotze Kriyashma then.
Yeah,
once you could be Yotze then, it's the best time to be Yotze, because you'll have Tmimus.
But it's really a Sofut if I counted Tmimus or if I didn't count at all. That's bad. Wouldn't it be better?
So since we dinner, I'm allowed to count. Okay, listen, check it out. As I state in the Rosh, the world didn't assume that way. The world assumed your way. I'm not, going to disagree with your svar. Because obviously most of the world learned your way. But the Rosh writes, the count of Ben Ashmoshes is the ultimate tmimis. So it's not so clear. The Rosh is one of the three pillars of the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber didn't paskin like that. Well, obviously he felt the Rosh was a Shittas Yochel in this regard. So when am I going to count? Now, if I'm going to assume that Sri is the Raisa, so then I don't have any choice. I have to count after Tzeis HaKochovim. I can't, just the same way that I can't be Yotze Kriya Shema before Tzeis HaKochovim, I can't be Yotze, or any other mitzvah the Raisa before Tzeis HaKochovim. So I can't be Yotze Svir Saibu before Tzeis HaKochovim. So I'll definitely have to count after Tzeis HaKochovim. Then I wouldn't be totally in the Medaktikim. Then everybody would be Mechuyiv to do it. But if we say that Svir Saibu is the Rabbanon, if Svir Saibu is the Rabbanon, now we can ask, well, when should I count? So now we come into a very interesting, there is a whole interesting play.
We don't paskin like the Rosh.
No, the Shulchan Aruch clearly does not paskin like the Rosh.
It should be Tzeis HaKochovim.
Yeah, because the Shulchan Aruch says that if you go to shul and you want to be a medaktik in the mitzvah and accounting in shul, so the shaila is how not to be too clever by half, as we say. Sometimes when you go for the gold ring, you don't even wind up with the brass ring. So you have to be careful. I have one of my favorite statements I learned from the world of politics. I forgot which politician dreamed it up. But he said, let not the good be the hostage of the ideal. Sometimes you want the super, super best. And you don't get the super best and you wind up with what? Nothing at all. So a lot of times in life, you best take what you can get and you'll push to see if you can get the best. But meanwhile, pocket what you can get. So the Shulchan Aruch takes that approach. The Shulchan Aruch says, if you're a medaktik, so count with the tzibur. Why? Now you're in shul, now they're counting. You're not forgetting now. Worst comes to worst, you don't remember and you don't count again. The halacha is yoytze. So it's a din derabbanan, yoytze and ben ashmoshes, you mekayim the mitzvah, you keep on going tomorrow. If you want to be ari b'chochon, no, I'm not going to count now. I'm going to remember. And then you got busy and you forgot. So now you blew the mitzvah.
You count with a bracha?
No, so he says, the Shulchan Aruch says, count the first time without a bracha, and have in mind a tanai. It's a chiddush to tanai, that if I remember later, I want to count, I don't want to be yotze with the first counting, I want to be yotze with my second counting, and then I can make a bracha, I have to say, so go home and count it, in case I forgot, so at least I was yotze, bracha's in my akvis, the bracha is not ma'akev, and therefore I was yotze the first time. So the Shulchan Aruch is in favor of doing it after Tzeisav Chachov. Now, why is it? What's the reason for doing that? We should be makmed to do it after Tzeisav Chachov. There's two possible pshatim in it. Either the Shulchan Aruch was concerned that lechatchila I should be yotze l'chol adayis. In other words, listen, if I could be yotze l'chol adayis, why should I only be yotze according to some days? So the Rambam and others that hold is the raisa. If I'm going to count before Tzeisav Chachov, I won't be yotze according to them. So the chatchila, why not be yotze according to all the days? That would be a simple approach to the Shulchan Aruch. Then there's another type of cheshbon that they have. And that way, let's go into this a little bit. We have a principle, Sofuk Derayis says L'chumra, Sofuk Derabbanon L'kula. But what are the parameters of Sofuk Derabbanon L'kula? Now normally, most of the cases, when we talk about Sofuk Derabbanon L'kula, means like this. I have a particular problem at hand. So it's a shayla of Isur V'heter. In other words, with the rice, something's bottled. For example, let's say we take like this in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch talks about this fact is min b'mino, min b'sheino mino. If I mix two different flavored ingredients together, one kosher, one treif, or two of the same flavored ingredients together. So the halacha is the following. If I cook two differently flavored ingredients together, so the halacha is, then I need the classic bittel b'shisha. I have to have 60 times as much heter as there is iser, to assume that they will have no effect on the end product. By min b'mino, so I have two things. I have things, kosher wine and treifa wine, or whatever it is. I don't want to deal with wine. Wine has its own dinner. But a piece of nevela and a piece of kosher, and I cook them together. So it's min b'mino. It's the same thing. The tam is not discernible. So there the halacha is that as long as roiv, there's more kosher meat than treifa meat, so it's kosher. Now you cooked it, so the Rabbanon made a din that if you cooked it, even though you're not going to taste the tam, but since by the case of Eino Mino you would taste the tam, so they didn't want a mistake to creep in, so they made a universal din. Even by Min B'mino, where you'll never taste the flavor of the piece of nevela that's there, why? Because it tastes the same as the kosher steak that you have. So you're never going to be tam, but nevertheless you have to have shishim. Why? Because if we waive the rule of shishim, people will wind up waving the rule of Shishim when it comes to Min B'sheino Mino, where it's an Issa D'Raisa. That's the Halacha in Yoredeya. Now, what follows from that is the following. If we're dealing with Min B'sheino Mino, and I don't know if there was Shishim, so it's also a D'Raisa, right? So, milk fell into the cholent. Right? A couple of ounces of milk, I don't know exactly how much, is the Shishim in the cholent pot, yes, vis-a-vis the milk that fell in or not? So the answer is, I don't know the answer. So the answer, well, if you don't know the answer, you're dealing with bosom chol of the raisa, and so with the raisa the chumri, you have to be machmer. Let's say the question is, it was a min b'mino mixture, and now I have a suffix about it. So then suffix shishim is going to, then it's mutter. Because since the requirement for shishim is only with the rabbanon, so if there may be shishim, there may not be shishim. I just don't know. I don't know for sure that there's not shishim. So therefore, it's mutter. It's because we rely upon sofik the rabbanon the kula. Well, that's already the situation where the milk is already the nevela already got cooked with the kosher. So then a sofik shishim is an issue. You know, it becomes mutter. Now, it certainly doesn't mean, well, go put a suffix shishim, you know, of nevela into your kosher meat and cook it together. Right? So that would be for two reasons. We have a principle of ein mevatlan isur lechatchila. But, you know, you don't create a situation which is a suffix derabbanon, and they say, well, I created the shayla, and now I wiggle out because it's a suffix derabbanon. You know, that we're not supposed to do. To rely upon something to rabban on the kula has to be a situation of rose. And I'm not sure now I need to do something for have a reason to act now. And I don't know if I can act because I have a suffix, if it's permissible or not. Okay, so in other words, the situation already existed. And now I'm coming to deal with it. I can rely upon something to rabban on the kula. But how about if I want to enter into the fray now? Right now it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes after Shkia. I know it's Ben Ashmoshes now. Well, y'all want to count? What do you mean you want to count? You count it an hour from now. It won't be, it'll be after Ben Ashmoshes. And you'll have no sveikas. So Sofik the Rabban on the Kula. Yeah, Sofik the Rabban on the Kula. If you counted already and you forgot about it and tomorrow you remember it, Sofik the Rabban on the Kula retroactively. But why are you going into this, driving straight ahead into the thicket in the beginning? Oh, it's 15 minutes after Shkia. I'm going to count Sphere. So we ought to, what we not say that they know you Sofik the Rabban on the Chathkila? It's better to avoid this situation, not to drive right into it. So if, now what emerges is the problem. Life is not so simple. Life is not so simple. The Bali Tosfos, you look at the first Tosfos in Shas. When did people daven Maariv? Clearly before Tzeis HaKochov. In Rabbeinu Tam's time, they daven clearly before Shkia Sacham. And it would make a lot of sense. Remember, there was no outdoor illumination. Once it was dark outside, you couldn't see your nose. So how were you going to walk around any place? How would you go around? There was no illumination outside. So a Maylor, people tended to, you know, once as twilight was approaching, that was the time to run home. What do we have in Ilchus Pesach? I mean in Ilchus Chanukah. At Shetich L'Regel Min Ashuk. What's Tich L'Regel Min Ashuk? When there are no passers-by anymore, Yishuk the Talmud Doi. Who were the Talmud Doi? Those are the guys that sold the wood. So you're going home at the end of the day, so what does your house need? Overnight, you need heat, cooking, and light. Those are the three things that you need. So certainly, you know, wood takes care of all of those problems. If you have candles, you could have light without the wood. But for heat and cooking, so the last thing you do on the way home is you pick up a pile of firewood if you need. So those were the guys that stayed open the last was Shuka the Talmud Doi. In other words, when everybody else is already running home from work, the last stop you made before you ran home was to buy firewood. So that tells you, in other words, as the sun was setting and Tzeis HaKochov was approaching, the people were abandoning the streets. Nobody was outside. So it's clear in the Rishonim. That's why the Rishonim had a whole asik to how to Yotze Kriya Shema. Rabbeinu Tam came to this very radical and revolutionary view that the same way that you yoytzei Maariv with Rabbi Yehuda Shita, you yoytzei Kriya Shema according to that too, even if it came out even before Shkia according to him. And apparently what comes out is he learns in Rabbi Yehuda that there's no din of b'shoch b'cho, because it's clearly not a zon of b'shoch b'cho before the sun sets. I'll call upon him. So the time of the Rishonim, people did not want to be out after dark. It was dangerous. The night was the time of the wild animals and the thieves. That's the time to be out. You know, civilized people were not running around the streets pretty much at night. You know, later there were big cities, and the big cities are more advanced already. You know, people put lanterns outside. You know, in country towns, sinisht, arayim sinisht. They're deserted at night. There's nobody there. So Mamela, what emerged is, when do people typically daven Maariv? And this is all the way back to the time of the Rishonim. 1,000 years ago was the same way. People typically daven Maariv right after Shkia. They came to shul for Shkia. Otherwise, to go home and come back again, most people, it's not going to work. And especially then it was difficult, very difficult to go out. It's just not going to work. It's too much of a tircha for people to leave the house again. So Mamela, there was not an expectation that people would be around after Tzeis HaKochov. When we merge what we have, the typical Mincha Maariv of today, people came after work, they came to Mincha, came Shkia, right before Shkia, right after Shkia, they started Maariv, that's it, 15 minutes later, they were finished and they went home. And this has been going on 1,000 years ago in the time of the Rishonim was the same way. The Chiddush is that there are Minyanim that daven after Tzeis HaKochov. That's a Chiddush. If you read in the Achronim and the places that they talk about, there's a chiddush that such a minyanim emerged. That people, you know, were makpid to daven bizman and not to daven earlier. So mainly the fact that people counted early, we also understand. Because of the fact, since they were davening Maariv early, and that was not really subject to change, And if they'll go home, many people are going to forget to count. So they had no less brera. What do you do? So they had a reason. The reason is, this is the time we're going to daven. We're not going to daven an hour from now. Nobody's going to be here an hour from now. Plenty of people will forget if they go home and they start eating their supper and whatever, and they daven marav an hour ago, they're not going to remember to count sphere again. Someone may, look, for them, it wasn't the gedder of ois and sofik to rabbanu lechatchila. There was a shasat chak to it. So in a certain regard, it remained like our case that there was a tarubas already. The shasat chak is kid kubid yevedom. But the question is, if I'm not such a person, but I'm a person that could readily count, you know, keep cheshbon to count afterwards. I'll count now, I'll count later, I'll daven later, whatever, all the varied possibilities. Then in Ochanami, there is a preference between Ois and Sofuk to Rabbanu Lechatchila, that I should not get involved in the Shaila. Why Klal Yisrael did it? Because though the cultural dynamics of how a shul operated and when a shul daven dictated that people are going to be davening during Ben Hashmoshes. There is also another thing. There's another tzad why they might have counted at that time. It's very interesting. If you look at a Haggadah Shal Pesach, not an Eretz Yisrael like a Haggadah of Chutz La'aretz. So you see, near all the way, near after Chasal Siddur Pesach, right? After Chasal, what's on the next page in some Haggadahs? Right after Chasal. Sfiras Ha'Omer. What in the world is Sfiras Ha'Omer doing in the Haggadah? It's, as the Sefer HaChinuch himself says, the whole point that we delayed Sfiras Ha'Omer from the first day is because we want one day dedicated to Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the next day we'll start thinking about Matan Torah. But the first day should have a total focus on Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sfiras Ha'Omer is not that. So why in the world at the end of the Haggadah is there Sfiras Ha'Omer? What, they didn't go to shul the first night of Yom Tov? But what in the world is... So I chapt, the reason is because they wanted to count after the Seder was over. When the Seder was over, that's when they wanted to count. Because that's the time, really, in other words, we finished with the Seder, and now we want to count. Now we want to count after this. In other words, so everything which has to do with an effect of yesterday, that maybe today is the first day of Yom Tov, that we finished off. And now after that, we come to count the Sefiras Ha'Omer, after we're finished with that. Sort of like we daven Mincha and Erev Chanukah, Erev Shabbos Chanukah, try to daven Mincha and light the Neiris after. Why? Because Erev Shabbos Chanukah is not a real Tarti de Sasre, as the Prima Golden spell, the Machza Shekel spells out. But what do we want? We want this Mincha is for Friday. So let's finish Friday's Asik. And now we'll go to the Asokim, which have to do with the nighttime. Our Koponim, what I discovered, is a very interesting thing. It's originally the Berhetiv mentions it from the Shlod. There's an idea of counting Betzibor. In the Hasidic enclaves, you can go 2-3 in the morning on the night, the second night of Pesach, and they come to Shul to count Sefirah Barabbah. After the Seder, they go down to Shul and they count Sefirah Barabbah. The Hasidic enclaves in Borough Park and in Williamsburg. Common thing. So there's an Indian to count Betzibor. The Shlod brings this Indian, and it's so choshev by them that, in other words, number one, they're makbid that they don't count until after the Seder. They don't want, in other words, have a dinner of the Sefirah before the dinner of the Seder. So the first two chasal. After the Seder, they go to count Sefirah, and they go at 2-3 in the morning, they go down to count Barabbah. So there's an Indian, the Shlod writes, the Berhetiv brings it in Sifkot Chof, in Tov Beites, there's an Indian to count Barabbah. So it could be that that's also part of the cheshbon. Why? Since they were not going to have a rabbin later to come back to count again, and they were davening marav shortly after Shkia, so that was another hechruch that they had to count the sfira at the time for slot of Ben Hashmoshes. And Ochanami, the person that has the opportunity, the circumstance that he can daven later, certainly should try to be medacted to count the Sefiras Ha'Omer later too. So this is an exploration of a number of the issues which revolve around it being deraisa and derabbanan. Let me make a chonos from Marv, Rabbi Yisai.